So Jared Carter, he is the university spokesman for Morgan State University Police. My name is Anthony Guglielmi. I am the police spokesman for the Baltimore Police Department. We are handling the criminal investigation of this incident. It happened on the campus of Morgan State University. I'm now going to let Mr. Carter talk to you about a timeline of events.
Good afternoon. Shortly before 1 p.m., Morgan State Police responded to reports of a shooting in the vicinity of Blount Towers and Thurgood Marshall Apartment Complex. A person of interest was caught in the vicinity of campus shortly thereafter. We have confirmed that there was a victim who sustained non-fatal injuries and is confirmed as a student.
What do you know about the person of interest? Did that person have any connection to the university?
Not that we know of at this time. It's still very early in the investigation. We're still obviously looking for details like you guys are.
And I want to be clear, this did not occur in the towers. It did not occur in an apartment. It occurred outside.
It was just in the vicinity of two housing complexes for students.
Now, we've been told by some students that the person shot was an athlete here at Morgan. Is that correct?
Yes. We confirmed it's a member of the football team.
A football player?
Yes.
Can you release the name yet?
No, we're not able to release the name of this.
We don't release names of non-fatal victims.
What about
his conditions?
Age?
Non-fatal injuries.
What year?
That we still have to confirm for you.
How old is he?
Don't know that yet.
And we saw several people walked off the campus in handcuffs. I'll take that one, Joyce.
So what happens in a case like this is you have multiple people in the vicinity of the incident, and what police need to do is they need to figure out who's who and how are they related to this incident. So we have a person of interest in reference to the shooting. Baltimore Police have also recovered a weapon. We did so in conjunction with Morgan State University Police. Within seconds of the incident, Baltimore Police were on scene after being contacted by Morgan State University Police. So it's a very efficient partnership that we have with the university, and we constantly drill and train for incidents like this. Student safety is not only a paramount concern for Morgan State Police, but also for Baltimore Police as well.
Is the person of interest a student?
We don't know the relationship of the person of interest to the university. That's something the university can figure out later. What we're concerned about is how this incident started, what happened. What we know early on in the case so far is it's some type of dispute between two individuals. And you saw multiple people that were taken to police headquarters. Those are people that may have knowledge of the investigation. They were just taken into custody for questioning. But the person of interest, who we believe may be associated with the incident, is separate from those individuals.
Has that person been arrested or charged?
Person of interest at this point. There have been no formal charges.
And how many shots were fired?
Too early on to determine.
What was the gun recovered?
Yes, a firearm was recovered, semi-automatic handgun.
Where was the person?
In the vicinity of the campus. We're not going to give the exact location.
There had been, somebody said that the person was found with the gun on him near the field house. Can you confirm that?
Rob, that's very crucial to the case, and that's something the detectives want to keep close right now until we have a chance to interview individuals and figure out exactly what's what and who's who.
Some of the students we spoke with say there's an issue with campus security on campus. What is your response to that? Do you believe that campus security needs to be stepped up?
No, I absolutely believe that campus security is where it needs to be. We do a good job of informing our students daily, regularly via email to register for text alerts with the See Something, Say Something campaign. We're regularly informing students to take responsibility for their safety, the safety of their classmates, as well as the safety of faculty and staff. So it's something that we take very seriously. We've stepped up police presence around the campus, particularly in the vicinity of living quarters. So it's something that, working together, we are sure that it works and it works well.
I understand that.
I'm concerned all year. This is not the first one you've had, like 60 days. Second one, what are concerned you all about that?
Well, we've had no indication that the two are connected. But again, being an open campus here in Baltimore, we work with students and work with the surrounding community, as our spokesperson has said here, in partnership to keep each other safe and well-being.
I know the text alert was sent out to telling people to stay inside. What's the status of the campus right now and this area as well? I mean, you have students who are waiting to get back into their apartments.
This area where we currently are is still part of the investigation that Baltimore and Morgan Police are running. But our last information received from Morgan Police was that the campus was open and accessible.